Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Today's show, The Science Delusion. Don't take the sucker punch. Yes, I am talking to you. However distanced you may be from science, you nonetheless have to deal with a simple fact. Science rules us all, sometimes competing with our concept of the spiritual. Now, it wasn't supposed to be this way, but I call your attention to many years ago, back in the days of the Renaissance, when Galileo, our famed astronomer, spent the last 20 years of his life imprisoned because he wouldn't really come to terms with the Vatican's worldview of the solar system. As we know, as you remember, Galileo Galileo, back in the 1500s, declared that the sun was the center of the solar system and not the earth. And this viewpoint roused the Vatican, who had already beheaded a number of past colleagues, Giordano Bruno in particular, for creating a worldview that wasn't quite consistent with the present day. This is the 1500s view of spirituality. Well, jump to a few hundred years later, Rene Descartes. And we all know of Descartes, one of the great philosophers, scientists, mathematicians, a name even today we know and regularly study in schools. Well, as one of my videos on the website will show, Descartes cut a deal, not a formal deal, but nonetheless an implied deal with the Vatican in the 1700s. And so that he could support and nourish the growth of science, he decided to take the spiritual out of the scientific. Now, this, of course, at the time seemed like the intelligent motion based on the past, and things worked fairly well. The Vatican and the other religious orthodoxies had their control of what we meant by the word spiritual. Anything ethereal, God, godlike, in the name of the spirit, was relegated to the church, and the church is, and anything scientific, and again, science was new, right? It really wasn't science in the sense we understand it today, but science was growing rapidly, and that science, in fact, had its domain, and the two shall never meet. And that's the way the arrangement went for many, many years, and I think it worked, well, kind of effectively. No one can deny the benefits and the contribution science has made, particularly those in medicine, which, of course, is our interest today. Of course, why do I call today's show The Science Delusion? Don't take the sucker punch. Well, we're in the 21st century, and something is changing. Something is changing in science, and this is very relevant to you, because this is your way out of the enslavement. That enslavement being the things that you are told when you become symptomatic, when you become disease-ridden, when you're diagnosed and informed that you have a progressive degenerative disease and that your genes coded you for this and there really is no way out. I'm going to argue today that this pessimism is the delusion of science, that when you're told there's nothing you can do but take the surgery or do the drug, that there's no intelligence in the body, there's no consciousness in your human organism, there's no God in there, There's no spirit in there that might lead you out of your symptomatic or disease-ridden hell. I'm going to call that the scientific delusion. I'm going to ask you to consider what you're being told generally by your medical doctors and by your pharmacists as to what your options are is really part of a delusion, their own delusion, about the nature of the very subject that they represent. Now, I'm not alone in my belief. There are many scientists that would join hands with me. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is not a supplement show. This is not a show that asks you to approach your health by buying supplements. Although if you do that, certainly bless you on your way. But if you're looking for deeper answers, if you're looking for more comprehensive perspectives, if, well, you haven't gotten your return on your investment in your health, then I suggest you listen to this show today. Better yet, if you can, get to the website straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc with two T's. Those of you who can't, well, you can't, but when you can, get to that website. Listen to the show again. These shows are designed to make you listen again and again. Simple things go deep. On today's show, show 297, we start with a YouTube clip. We're not going to listen to the clip today. I'm just going to introduce Rupert Sheldrake. And I put his YouTube clip on the site today because this was a talk he did called The Science Delusion, and it was banned from TED Talks. And that, I think, is interesting. Interesting because TED Talks today presents itself or postures itself to the American public as, you know, the cutting edge scientific avant ingenue container for great ideas. And yet this talk was banned. That's why I want you to listen to it. It was banned. And there's a good reason that it was banned. Because Sheldrake is one of many, some of whom are very credentialed scientists, who are asking science to consider that when Descartes made that deal with the Vatican that long ago, so that science might survive its otherwise potential prosecution, that when Descartes made that deal to take God out of the cell, to take God and the spiritual out of science, that science was put in its own cage. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say to you, my audience, that this is your cage unless you see beyond it. And the result is when you're told your symptom and your disease, your dying, decaying, progressively degenerating mind or heart or kidney or liver or spleen, that you're only 14 and we're going to have to cut pieces of your intestines out because your Crohn's or your ulcerative colitis are so bad, that your gallbladder's shot and it needs to get pulled out, that your joints need to be replaced, that it's normal and average and okay to be on 10 different drugs by the time you're 70, that you've been through a lot of stress and it's good to give up your brain to SSRIs like Prozac or opiates. I'm going to ask you to consider that those suggestions are made from people who, although they say they represent science, are really in this scientific cage. Because they don't view science as having its own consciousness. They don't view your organism, your temple, as having an intelligence that can be appealed to through right living. And that something within you, like a muscle, can grow and redirect your organism, sometimes beyond our understanding, to a healing to render you free of drugs, of surgery, and of all the maladies. The doctors that give you their opinions, that posture as scientists, are all too often disrespectful to this notion. And this is what Sheldrake is talking about. This is what Bruce Lipton is talking about. This is what certain scientists have always taken as just obvious and second nature. That the only way you learn science is to learn the divine and see the divine in the natural mechanism of the human organism, how your cell behaves to protect itself, to keep itself healthy, is precisely what science should be devoting itself to understanding, without which we then disrespect that, interfere with science. I'm going to cite an article out of Scientific American. This article I do want you to take a look at. So go to the top of the website. Those of you who can't get to the site, just follow as well as you can. You'll understand. Go to the top of the page. Click to view the full article on autophagy. Autophagy. This is out of this month's Scientific American. It's entitled Organ Overhaul. Now, we're not going to get too deeply into this, but I want you to get the gist of it because it's a classic example of the claim I'm making, with science, without respect for the spiritual, without respect for nature, decides to spend its time, energy, and money interfering with nature rather than supporting, enhancing, and facilitating nature. And science does this all the time. And my point to you is that you bear the burden of that because you're being given counsel continually by organizations that have no respect for real science, the science of the spiritual. Well, take a look at this. Organelle overhaul. We're talking about something in the cell called a lysosome. And to cut to the chase, a lysosome is like a Pac-Man inside your cell. And anytime the lysosome, under direction, and that's a good question, under direction from who and what, anytime this Pac-Man inside your cell decides that something in the cell, perhaps in the cell on its way to disease, perhaps in the cell on its way to regenerating itself, well, at some point, the lysosome, the Pac-Man, begins to eat the things inside the cell that the cell doesn't need. It's an internal garbage dump. That effectively is what a lysosome is. And that's kind of what this article is explaining. Now, if you look at the article, and if you can, I'll just read it. As most high schoolers learn, the lysosome carries out waste disposal and recycling. And that's what I just said. In a process known as autophagy, meaning self-eating, it takes old cellular components of your diseased cell and unneeded large molecules of your semi-diseased cell, such as proteins, nucleic acids, they being the building blocks of your DNA, sugars, and the lysosome digests them with the help of its own enzymes and acids. Now, here's the key, and this is the God part. And this is the way we should interpret it, but you'll see the way this article is misinterpreted. When an organism is fasting or starving, the lysosome prompts the cell to create more lysosomes containing enzymes that can digest fat reserves, a source of energy. I'll repeat that again. When an organism is fasting or starving, the organelle prompts the cell to create more lysosomes containing enzymes that can digest fat reserves and other molecules. Now, I only put this article on. There are many articles talking about autophagy and fasting, meaning any time you fast. In all religious traditions, fast. And Jesus fasted in the desert, ostensibly a water fast, 40 days and 40 nights. Many religious traditions talk about fasting, and many religious groups practice fasting. And if you trace this sacred time-honored action to its roots, it was always understood as a way of purification, so that one could commune more easily with God.